Hi, everyone. It's Jeff Hammer, your DominatingEdge.com Law of Attraction coach. Today, we'll speak about manifesting financial abundance. So, stick around. We understand the law of attraction works like this. Our thoughts and emotions attract similar, even stronger thoughts and emotions, eventually manifesting in our life. So if you're going through your day worried about your lack of finances, you in fact are attracting into your life more reasons to be worried about your finances. We must think about what it is we do want, not put our thought and energy behind where we are at or what we have. So today, I wanted to share with you the 8 rules of manifestation. If you follow these rules, they're like a blueprint. You cannot help but manifest what it is you desire. Rule number 1, you must develop a morning routine that puts you in control of yourself. Now, for most of you, you can put a check mark by this, as you've already made the Dominating Edge morning routine a morning habit. If you've not yet incorporated this habit into your morning, doing so would be your first step. We need to take control of our thoughts. Rule number 2, we must move into the day with a clear picture in our mind of what it is we want. If we're not specific about what it is we want in life, we'll continue to attract what we have. How much money do you want? And what is your why? Why is that so important to you? Rule number 3, you must monitor your emotions and think a better thought to raise your vibration. I want you to pay attention to your emotions. If you feel blue, if you're frustrated, if you're disappointed, if you're angry, you're vibrating at a low level and will only attract more reasons to support those feelings. You know, if you had the money you desired today, right this very moment, how would you feel? What would you be thinking about? How would you act? The sooner you incorporate these feelings, the sooner you'll manifest it into your life. Which leads us right into rule number 4, you must always act as if. The quickest way to manifest something in life is to act as if you have already obtained it. Fake it till you make it, right? Rule number 5, you must always act with integrity. We must always act from a place of strength and knowing, but also from a place of honesty, generosity, kindness, and compassion. All of these feelings raise our vibration and open us to our greater good. Rule number 6, you must envision your future with emotion. Envision your future abundance with emotion. With our morning routine, we animate our future with creative visualization, playing a movie of our ideal life in our mind. Close your eyes and rehearse the financial abundance and life you desire. Rule number 7, pay attention and take action. When we start our day with a quiet mind, we're setting the stage for heightened awareness. Opportunity surrounds us, but we must be able to notice and take action. And finally, rule number 8, gratitude. The more gratitude we have about what we have, the more reasons we'll have to be grateful. You can't wait until you have X amount of money before you'll be able to be at ease and be grateful. Gratitude comes first. Thanks for listening today. I hope you'll consider taking our Blueprint for Manifesting Financial Abundance course. I just finished recording that a couple of weeks ago. Look for that to launch at dominatingedge.com this month. Have a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.